This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and we have a state that has all the things, the mountains, the valleys, and also the shoreline. But the shoreline's open for more than 3 months out of the year in the summer. And here to talk about that is Bruce Flax, the president of the Greater Mystic Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Mystic. Bruce, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Joe.
So yeah, Mystic, the shoreline, you guys got things going on all year round down there.
We do. It's a little bit crazy because you think that, all right, you're kind of saying it's summertime, the boats are out of the water, but are they really out of the water? And people leave them in and people visit Mystic. Really, it's 20, well, really 50 weeks out of the year. I mean, we're getting the visitors down here and the holiday season is really bright for us.
And that's one of those things, you know, you can go down in the, you know, this time of the year, the fall, it's a nice crisp feeling in the air, or the winter when there's snowing in the ocean. There's just something about the shoreline any time of the year that's just tranquil.
I'm with you, man. I'm a resident of Mystic, and I would not want to be anywhere else. It's great being by the water, but it also offers a lot of opportunities, even in the off season. You know, we have a bunch of events coming up for the holiday season.
And one of those events, I guess I don't want to say the crown jewel of the events, but because there is so many, but the 2023 Downtown Mystic Holiday Stroll and Lantern Luminaria. I practiced that one today.
That's very good. That's right. So that's December 5th. It's the first Tuesday in December. It takes place, starts about 4:30 when it gets a little bit dark out. And we have carolers and all the stores set up food and drink, and it's a really great community and outside community event, and it goes from goes to about 9 o'clock that night, and it's just a really great ambiance down there. We have Mystic was just featured in Mystic Christmas, a Hallmark movie, and so the Hallmark is actually putting a Christmas cam in Mystic to show the whole world how great Mystic is at Christmas time in the holiday season, and people will be able to see it. See that view into Mystic during the whole holiday season, and it's going to look super great on December 5th as well. Just a really great feeling.
And, you know, one of the there's so many things down there. People, you know, to grab the family, head down. You have the restaurants. You have the shopping. It's somewhere where people can go, you know, any time of the year, like we've been saying, and just plan a day out to do all the things that you might not want to do. Like, I am not a summer beach person. I will admit, I do not enjoy the heat. I'm not going to the beach in the summer when I'm hot and sweaty. But in the winter and the fall, this time of the year, it's comfortable to walk around, and you can explore the shops and explore all the things there are to do in downtown.
Yeah, you're actually able to get restaurants and get reservations and be able to experience, you know, the great foodie place that this has become with, really world-class chefs and great restaurants. And one of the other unbelievable events we have during the holiday season, which has grown leaps and bounds. Last year, it was the single biggest day in Mystic this year is November 25th. It's Santa Arrives by Tugboat.
That is amazing.
Street lighting and the lighted boat parade. And those all take place on Saturday, November 25th, and it will be a huge day in Mystic.
And that's like you were saying, you know, the boats aren't coming out of the water. Santa's coming on a boat.
Yeah, Santa comes on the John Paul, which is the Crosstown Ferry tugboat. And he pulls up to the dock and he greets the children waiting for, does 2 hours of understanding what the children want for Christmas. And then at 6 o'clock, we light the Christmas tree. And then the lighted boat parade begins about 6:15. And that is, last year we had the most boats ever in the parade, 27 boats that are all decorated for Christmas. There's a contest with several awards, and it's just a great evening. It really gets you in the holiday spirit.
And that's, you know, people think of like, you know, Christmas displays, but on a boat, like, that's got to take some skill.
Yeah, no, if you look at that Mystic Christmas Hallmark movie, they actually feature a couple of scenes with the lighted boat parade, and it's super fun. And one of the other great things about it is it's free, right? It's free to come down. So you might have to pay $20 for parking, but the event itself is free and open to the public.
And nowadays, free events are for me. You know, that's the key. Everything's gone up. But to get out and explore Connecticut, a lot of these things are free. And, you know, even if you can do, if you want to go down early, You know, you got the parade at night. You can go down to Mystic Village. That place has just sustained the test of time and has become an iconic landmark for you guys down there.
Yeah, no, it's actually, they did something right during, I think it was during COVID, where they had a Christmas light spectacular, and they put lights all around the old Mystic Village, and they're up in the ante. They keep making it better and better. So that opens up November 18th and goes through, I believe, through January 1st or so. And it is it's spectacular. You know, all kinds of lights, all kinds of Christmas decorations. It's a great place to be able to, again, go down, walk through the village, get something to eat, and enjoy the holiday atmosphere.
And one of the things, you know, I detest this is you're supporting local. When you do things like this, going to the Mystic Village or going to downtown Mystic or the Seaport and going out to dinner at these different places, you're supporting local places. Mystic hasn't gone, you know, the big box restaurant stores. You have them, but there is that hometown feel. I mean, if Hallmark has realized this, the residents must love it for you keeping that feel downtown.
No, it's true, and it's sometimes it's hard with the popularity that it's getting, but it is, you know, there's all the shoreline communities, with Mystic included, are just a great place to park the car and walk around, and, you know, you're going to be able to find trails and things to do outside of the village and outside of the shops, but it's a great magnet, and it's a great place to start your day trip, or even spend an overnight.
And the overnight. People, it's a great getaway location. I mean, the purpose of my show is to, you know, get out with the family and adventure across these things. But just to grab the missus, or, you know, if the wives are listening, grab the husband and take a quick weekend to go to Mystic in the off season. You know, and that's the thing. I love going to places like this and out on the Cape or different adventure locations that aren't as hectic this time of the year, because it is. It's more peaceful. You can, you know, talk to the shop owners, or if you're at the Mystic Village, you know, talk to the people that are baking the goods and just get to know what's going on in that community.
No, it's so true. And, you know, be able to, you know, the sunset's as beautiful in the wintertime as it is in the summertime. And there's great places around here, like when you come for an overnight, to be able to go to like the Point in Stonington Borough, or go over to Watch Hill and be able to see like a great sunset. You got to bundle up a little bit, but then you can get warm after with a hot toddy or something, and make it a nice romantic evening.
And you can watch the sunset at like 5:30. You don't have to wait till 9:30 at night.
That's exactly right.
You know, you can go and just watch the sunset over the boats at the Seaport, or, you know, it's just, yes, the sun does set earlier, but take advantage of it. You know, there's these things you can do outside, and there's indoor things. Just enjoy the fact that the sun sets a little bit earlier, and you can enjoy it and not go right to bed.
That's right. That's right. And there's quite a bit of nightlife around here as well. So there's that nighttime, there's stuff to do. It really is a Mystic, and the shoreline is a great place to visit anytime. And the wintertime is a special in itself. You know, like you said, like yours, there's not as many people. The restaurants are still open. It's still the great food and great shopping. And it's a great place to get away within the state.
And, you know, we touched on it a little bit. You had mentioned the Mystic Village from COVID and stuff like that. I mean, being in the chamber, have you seen, has it come back yet? Or are you guys still, like other towns, like trying to come back? Where are you guys standing with the chamber and Mystic?
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty well. You know, we were very fortunate, you know, these shoreline communities that are open air and have places to walk were a great place to go during COVID. And people discovered it during COVID because it was one of those places that was safe. And now it's just being built upon. And so, you know, we have the SIP bakeries that have grown and restaurants that have just moved into town and continue to move in and open up and expand the variety of what we have to offer. And so we see the crowds growing still.
That's good. And, I mean, new businesses are coming in. And I want to say, last time I talked to the Mystic Village, they're booked. I mean, they don't have any empty storefronts. So that's a testament to the power of the chamber and just the location of Mystic in general, that you guys can sustain a very healthy business ecosystem.
Yeah, no, it's true. And, you know, Chris Regan does an amazing job at Old Mystic Village. And you're right. He is full. And if a business becomes, you know, if a space becomes vacated, it is taken immediately.
All right. Well, you know, these are, I want to get some people down there. Like I said, it's the off season. You guys have so many things coming up down in Mystic, whether it's the Luminary, it's Santa rolling in on a tugboat, which, yeah, I mean, you're only going to get that in Mystic here, people.
That's right.
Yeah. These are the things that are going on right here in our own backyard. Just head down Route 9, jump on 95, whichever direction you're coming from. It's an easy place to get to. Plenty of parking. Enjoy the outdoors. Again, Bruce Flax, President, Greater Mystic Chamber of Commerce. If people want some more information on these events, Bruce, where should people head?
Yeah, so they can go to mysticchamber.org. They can also download. We actually have an app. It's called Go Mystic, and it has all the information about our events, where to park, the restaurant, shopping, everything, and that's free to download. And then finally, right at the base of the bridge, we have a visitor center that's open every day. At least 11 to 7, and you can come on in and get all the information about Mystic you need to know.
What else do we need? That's it. You know, be a tourist in your own state. There's so many things to see right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.